I did the Great American Teach-In today, and it was awesome. Had a blast. Kids asked great questions. And I thought it was a magnificent time. It was my son's middle school. Spoke in a first period class of seventh graders. Spoke in a second period class of eighth graders. And then when it came time to the third period class, well, wouldn't you notice that? No, it. My son piped up last question right before the bell rang. And it was the most embarrassing question that anybody asked me.
That means it was good.
So I wanted to find out why he asked this question, what his motivation was. So unbeknownst to him,
I was going to ask something else, but then I forgot how to word it.
Well, let me ask you this. What were you going to ask?
I kind of forget.
Okay. So then what question did you actually ask me?
How did it feel getting punched in the face?
Oh.
Like, I would expect that an enemy of mine would ask me that question. Like someone who hated me and someone who wanted to embarrass me in front of the class.
I don't hate you. I just want to embarrass you.
But why? Like, I thought I did a pretty good job of answering the questions. And
you did.
But then, like, why would you want to ask me a question that makes me, A, feel horrible, B, makes me flash back to a terrible time in my life, and then C, embarrasses me in front of your teacher and all your classmates?
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't know you felt that bad about it.
About getting punched in the face? How'd you think I felt about it?
I don't know. I thought you would have a sense of humor, but obviously not.
Did you explain the backstory to the kids?
I started to, but then the bell rang and everybody left. Like I didn't even have time to go into the whole story. And then, to be fair, like some other kid in another class asked what the most embarrassing thing that ever happened to me in radio was, and that's when I went into the story. So I'm comfortable talking about it. It happened, you know, but to have my son raise his hand and asked how did it feel to get punched in the face? Hurt my feelings.
I'm sorry. I didn't know you would be that angry.
I'm not angry. Just a little
you
hurt.
You are angry. You sound so angry.
Little hurt. Just that, you know, I wouldn't say anything in that class that would embarrass you. I could have. But I didn't ask anything in that class that would say anything in that class that would embarrass you.
That was your first time being in the class.
Right.
And I was just joking with you.
Okay.
That was your first and only time you're ever going to be in that class. And I go there every day. If you were to embarrass me, it would be a lot worse than me embarrassing you.
You're damn
and
right.
And I didn't even care.
Well, let me ask you this and be 100% honest with me. Was part of your motivation for asking that question based out of anger because I wouldn't sign you out of school after that class for Great American Teaching like you asked me to?
It was not.
Swear?
No. I swear.
Because Xander wanted me to sign him out after that class so he could go home for the day because it was just a Great American Teaching, and I told him I wouldn't.
It was just a Great American Teaching, and the last one was some aerodynamic engineer.
Ugh.
And he didn't even talk really close to the mic. He went, this is what I do on a day-to-day basis. We invent art cannons, and they travel at 6,000 miles per hour. Jeez. And they can travel to a horizon from space to 6 seconds.
That sounds horrible.
Incredible.
That sounds awful. Who else did you have after me? What other speakers?
Some nurse in Ms. Hernandez's class. It was okay.
All right. She bring in a cadaver or anything? She bring in any visual aids?
No. She did. She brought in some surgery tools.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
And then after that, Mr. I was about to say his name, but I don't want it being targeted. In my history class, we had my friend's dad, actually his stepdad, who is a police officer, come in, and it was pretty cool.
All right. Who was the highlight of the day? Who was the greatest, the best speaker that you saw for Great American Teaching Day?
It was definitely you.
Yes.
And I'm not just saying that because you're my dad.
Thank you.
Were you okay with what your dad was wearing? Because Nikki said he had a Western shirt on today, so I didn't know if the kids were talking about that after he left.
No.
No, you weren't okay with it, or no, it wasn't a Western shirt?
No, no one cared.
Yeah, see?
No one even knew what the shirt meant. I don't even know what the shirt meant.
It doesn't mean anything. It's just a shirt.
It means wants to have a good time at the saloon.
Yeehaw! That's what it means.
Westworld.
It means yeehaw!
So you didn't get a chance to answer his question about how it felt to get punched in the face.
Yeah, what did you say?
Okay, I'll tell you. It's the worst thing that has ever happened to me other than my son's health problems when he was 7.5 months old. I was knocked unconscious, bleeding, didn't know if I was going to live to see another day. I was nearly concussed. I had 2 black eyes, a broken nose. My nose still hasn't been right since. And there's not a day go by that I don't think about that moment and think about the trauma and what it was like to have my 1-year-old child at the time look at me with my black eyes, my broken nose. That's how it felt. How do you think it felt, you insensitive little jerk? But really, it was okay. I mean, like, I talked about it in a class before yours, so it just, I found it kind of shocking that you would, A, ask it at all, and B, the way you asked it. Like, so how did it feel when you got punched in the face?
Did the kids start laughing when he said that?
Yeah. Of course they did.
I heard in the face,
really,
Dad.
Didn't?
A couple of them called me
there
pussy.
No one laughing. You're exaggerating the situation.
Maybe. I heard laughter in my head, but it might not have been actual.
A chuckle?
Laughter.
Did you hear a chuckle?
No, I think it was more shock than anything else. Like, the kids were like a sharp intake of breath. Like, I can't believe a kid would be so disrespectful to his father.
Let me ask you a question. What did you hand out to the kids today? What did you give them?
Knowledge, insight. Gratitude.
Oops, no t-shirts or stickers or koozies.
Why would I give them t-shirts and stickers and koozies?
You know what, though? You could have flipped that.
What do you mean?
Because I think it's quite impressive that that whole thing turned around and you forgave that person that did that.
Oh, so I should have gone for the message of forgiveness.
Because most people wouldn't even understand how you arrived at that place.
You know, now that I've had time to reflect upon it, SBK, you're absolutely right. But at the time, I was just so shocked that a son of mine would choose to humiliate me so in front of a class like that. I'm sure you can understand. Kind of hard to think on my feet when the life that I created is up there ripping my heart from my chest. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what this proves?
Tell me.
He's your son.
I know. I would have done the same. Yep. I would have done the same damn thing.
That's what we learned today. You should actually be proud of him.
Proud of him?
I say you buy him a video game.
What?
Yeah,
what?
A new video game chair.
I got him a $25 Xbox gift card 2 nights ago. I think he's good.
No, he needs more.
Yeah, more.
Doesn't need more.
You need more, right, Xander?
I don't need more until Christmas.
Damn this kid!
In your face, sucker! No, I wasn't mad. It just I was walking out of the school just like stunned that you would ask that question. I couldn't even believe that you had asked that. Like, when you raised your hand and you hadn't asked one question the entire time, I was like,
what would I ask?
I don't know. Nothing. Like, don't, anything
exactly.
You want
to ask? I don't need to know anything. You've told me all these stories before. I've lived with you.
Right. So then
I've lived for you. I lived with you for at least 12 years of my life.
So you were kind of bored and you wanted to shake it up.
Yeah. I guess you could say that.
Oh, man. So I gave a boring presentation? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Was there any element of wanting to, like, show off for your friends?
No.
Okay. Would it have been cooler if the pink guy was there?
Shut up, Seth.
Fierce Frank or whatever?
No, that was the pink guy who dresses in the whole pink bodysuit.
Yeah, that's Fearsome Frank.
Is it? I thought it was
Filthy
just,
Frank.
Filthy Frank.
That was just the pink man.
Filthy Frank. Okay. No, that's Filthy Frank.
Sorry.
So, like, of all the speakers that there were in the school, who do you think was the coolest? Like, who was there the most buzz about?
Probably you, Dad. Actually, no. Probably the West Chase Limousine Company or this dude from the SWAT team.
Wait a minute, hold on. The West Chase Limousine Company?
Yeah, they let us sit in the limo.
See, you brought nothing. You should have brought something.
Wait, ticket, dope. Something.
Some jobber who has a limousine?
It was 2 people, actually.
So they let you sit in a limo?
Yeah.
And that's cooler than the insight that I gave as a Tampa Bay radio luminary.
Cooler, yes. More interesting, no.
All right, I can take that. At least I was interesting.
You bring two limos next year, Garabo.
Xander, do you have any more embarrassing questions you want to ask your dad?
I don't think so, actually. None that I want to know the answer of.
He did ask me over the weekend if I was more of a boob guy or a butt guy.
Pardon?
Well, we were driving home from the Lightning game, and we were having a frank discussion
about... Don't mention this. Don't mention this. Please don't.
No, I won't mention the second part.
Oh, wait.
But he asked me if I was more of a boob guy or a butt guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you shocked by that question?
No, it's a perfectly normal question for a teenage boy to ask his dad.
I've never asked my dad that question.
Well, I don't know that your dad would you know.
So what'd you say?
I'm a butt guy, duh. I mean, of course I'm a butt guy.
What are you, Seth?
Man, I like it all.
Which one do you like more, though? That's the question.
Oh, man. So I feel like a real Uncle Seth now. I think I'm a butt man now. I
good.
I never really appreciated the boobs until recently. I can't get enough of them. I love some cleavage, light cleavage, heavy cleavage. But I still enjoy the butt most of all. Yoga pants especially, you know?
I definitely understand.
SBK, boob or butt? And what are you, Xander?
I'm a butt dude.
I'm a butt dude.
Oh, were you happy to hear that, Drew?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I want the butt apple to not fall far from the butt tree because, you know, we're butt people.
Xander, when did you realize that you were a butt man?
I realized it a long time ago.
A long time ago? What does that mean? You're 13.
Yeah.
He's got eyes.
Oh, man, he's got more than eyes. My little boy's growing up right in front of me.
I'm not a boy.
What are you?
I'm a teenager, man.
Man, I think we're going to have to stop calling Xander. Definitely going to have to stop calling Xander. Oh, dude.
You can start again at 16.
This is so rough.
I'm a teenager, man.
Oh, my God.
You could start again when I'm 16 and you're 50. How about that for a thought?
Let's dial it down a little bit there, Trooper. Oh, man. All right.
You know what? That's a very interesting conversation to have. I never had that conversation with my dad. I don't know what he's into. And I don't know how many sons ask their dad that at the age of 13.
Yeah, it kind of hit me out of the blue. But you know, we have frank discussions about stuff. And Saturdays have been our nights to go out lately. Like, I pick activities. And even this past weekend while we were dining at Flamestone, shout out to Nico, by the way. Nico, the best waiter in the world, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So, you know, we do stuff now, and Xander even admitted to me, Dad, I would prefer to stay at home, but I like that you force me to leave the house so that we can actually go out and do stuff. Because, listen, you're going to have the rest of your life to just sit at home and do nothing. That's the thing that I prefer to do the most. So now is the time we should be going out and doing stuff and looking at butts. Well, thank you. Thank you for joining us. And
I have an idea for next Saturday, though.
Okay.
How about we go to a shooting range?
And shoot some guns?
Yeah.
All right.
I've always wanted to shoot a gun. Never have.
Shotgun?
Any gun.
Oh, man.
This kid's going to shoot a gun before I do.
All right.
That's a good point.
We should take
Uncle Seth with us.
All right. We'll find a Saturday when Uncle Seth can get the day off of Kawa, and we'll bring him to the shooting range, and we'll see who's a better shot and who gets hurt more by the barrel, the butt end of the shotgun, Seth or you.
And then while your dad's paying for it all, we'll stare at some butts together. What do you say?
Not at a shooting range.
There are not going to be a lot of girls there.
There's not?
No.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't think so. Although they do have cool goats and pigs out at the Tampa Bay Sporting Clays. They've got some cool-looking animals.
Mm, okay. Well, all right. That'll do.
All right, so not this Saturday, because this Saturday we're doing dinner and the Replay Museum, but next Saturday I'll set up the shooting range appearance for us, all right?
All right.
cool, man. By the way, Mike Calta just heard you say that and said, God bless him, and then sent five gun emojis. So he's Mike's very proud of you. That'd be fun to do with Mike, actually, if Mike wants to take Mike wants to take Joey, and then we could all go out and shoot some guns.
Yeah.
By the way, Phoebe just sent me a text message. She goes, where's the little boy who used to sit at TikTok with us?
Right? He's gone. The little boy that used to sit there at TikTok. Remember when we used to go to TikTok and have brunch with Seth and
Not
Phoebe?
Not at all.
Well, we got you the Legos when you were new to town. The Legos.
I don't remember that at all.
I remember spending the money on the Legos.
I know. It was a lifetime ago, and he's not that little guy anymore. Yeah.
Can I get the money
I
back?
Ain't no
Legos?
Little man.
No, he's not a little man. So sad.
I don't have the Legos anymore.
No.
Well, that really hurts.
I know. It's all video games.
I gave them to my little cousin.
All right, that's fine.
All right, well, listen, thank you. I know you didn't mean any malice by what you said, and I know you didn't mean for it to mortify me and rip the heart out of my chest like it did. But I just want to get you on the air and talk for a little bit.
Okay.
Cool. All right, well, go back to the video games, and I'll see you after the show.
I wasn't playing video games.
What were you doing?
I was doing homework.
You guys have homework? I thought you had Great American Teaching all day.
Oh, yeah, but we still have homework.
Oh, all right. We'll get that done, and when you're done, you can play some video games.
Okay.
All right. I love you, bud.
Love you, too.
See ya.
All right, bye.
Bye. He's a butt guy.
Where did that question come from?
Puberty, I think.
I know. I got to tell you. I don't know how many sons ask their father that question.
You got to know what team you're on, you know?
I would never in a million years have asked my dad that question. But my son and I, we talk about everything.
Come on, Kevin, you've never asked your dad that, have you?
Nah.
You
see?
I don't. I don't know anybody who would ask their dad that question. But when he asked me, we're just driving home. We're going from the Lightning game. We're going to get some froyo, and he goes, "Dad, are you more of a butt guy or a boob guy?" And I said, "I'm a butt guy. I mean, you've seen my girlfriend. I'm clearly a butt guy."
You said you've seen my girlfriend. I'm clearly a butt guy.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's
not appropriate.
Well, she's got a great butt.
Okay, but you don't talk to your son about her butt.
I don't have to. She's seen. I mean, he's seen it.
Okay,
she walks around the house naked. No, that's a joke.
I could be a stepmom one day, and you're encouraging right. him to look at her butt.
Yeah, that's going
to
be weird.
That's not okay.
Well, you can't not look at it. Okay. It's amazing. It's a work of art.
But
it's like painting the Mona Lisa and going, hey, don't look at that.
You don't have to point it out to your son.
I don't have to because it's so great.
Okay, well, you did. You said, have you seen my girlfriend?
Well, I mean,
that's not okay.
But, I mean, she's got an amazing butt.
All you had to say was, I'm a butt guy.
Well, but, I mean, I want to spell out that, you know, like, you guys don't believe me when I say I'm into bigger girls.
That's totally different.
Yeah. Well, congrats. It sounds like everything's working out. You and your son, you're bros. He's busting your chops today.
I know, but it did kind of hurt him. Not going to lie. Because, like, when a stranger kid asked, like, what was the worst thing that happened, I said it was the time when a friend of mine jumped up on stage at a radio station event, punched me in the face, and knocked me out. But when my son raised his hand and said, how'd it feel to get punched? Because, you know, he's got that voice. How'd it feel to get punched in the face? He didn't laugh, but that's what I heard in my head.
I think when we're out for Christmas vacation, we can put together a show, The Best of Xander, because we have stuff from him from 5 years ago when he sounded like a baby.
I know. You're going to hear it go from to, hey, Dad, I love asses like you do, man. Get a nice, big, thick, round ass. I love it, Dad, like you. Let's get some whores.
That's the next step.
Man, I'm going to go shooting. Savor every moment, parents of young children, because they go by like that. I remember those days at TikTok. I remember holding him in my arms.
Yeah.
I remember letting my finger get too close to his mouth, and he would bite it as a little damn infant.
Well, now you're at the next phase of your relationship with your son, where you sit at the bus stop and check out the butts that pass by.
He's a butt guy. And then he was like, well, there's a girl in my class who's kind of, like, she got big ones.
Like big ones.
Hooters, like, you know.
They're kids,
whoppers.
But I can't talk about this.
Winnebagos.
Well, good. Good for the Winnebago.
Yeah. So I guess he got some girl's number or something.
Okay, well, that's fantastic.
Parent of a teenager now.
You're doing great.
That'll age you. See this right here? All these grays? Every single one of those grays popped up as soon as he turned 13 years old. I had a full brown everything until he was 13, and now it's all gray. There's going to be grays everywhere. A year from now, I'm going to be Kenny friggin' Rogers over here. Now, I was talking to these two knuckleheads about my family visiting this weekend and the fact that when they visit here, I have a very small apartment in South Tampa that does not allow me any privacy at all when someone else is there. So, you know, weekends, as Danielle is very fond of pointing out, is my time to get with Angie and, you know, reconvene. We're away from each other all week.
As it should be.
Yeah, we need to knock boots. And I will not be able to do so unless I enlist some help from a babysitter. Now, the people who I trust the most are not on this show. That would be Phoebe. And,
That's it, right?
And pretty much the list ends there, okay. Yeah. Maybe Shark. He has kids of his own. I have never met his kids. I assume they're well-adjusted.
He'll be feeding Xander whole grain oats and all that stuff if you leave him with Shark for a few minutes.
Yeah, that's not going to work then. So Seth and Danielle started talking yesterday about who would Xander pick as a babysitter. And now, do you really, like, if he chooses you, do you really want to watch my son?
Oh, hell no.
You just don't want him to pick Danielle.
Right. I want him to pick me. I want to be wanted.
Now, Danielle, if he picks you, are you prepared to take on the responsibilities of the babysitting?
Listen, I am a full-blown expert in the babysitting area, so I'm ready for this.
Okay, well, then I hope he picks you, but I think he's going to pick Seth.
Why is that? Because I gave him Legos when we met up a couple weeks ago?
Money talks and BS runs a marathon. Yes, the Legos are the way to his heart, and you've probably already won it.
Well, that's not fair, because I wasn't able to go to that dinner because I had family engagements that night.
Oh, well, you know what? I thought hanging out with my new morning show partner's family was a top priority, Danielle, so I would have canceled all my plans to hang out with them if I had some.
Get your son on the phone.
All right. Let's give Xander a call. Give me 1 second. All right. Hey, Xander, what's up, buddy?
None.
I got a question for you.
What?
You know, you and Mom are coming to Tampa this weekend, right?
Yep.
Cool. Your mom and I were thinking about, like, going out to dinner and having some mommy daddy time. And
what do you mean? What do you mean by that?
Just, you know, being alone with mommy and daddy.
Okay.
And Seth and Danielle are both here. You remember Seth, right?
Yep.
Remember I gave you those Legos, Xander? You like those?
Yep.
Cool.
And then Danielle, you sat next.
You
built the whole thing.
You did. I saw. I have a shirtless picture of you with the finished product. I have it on my fridge if that's okay with your dad.
Definitely. And Danielle, you sat next to her husband, Derek, at the dinner that we had at that pizza place.
And remember how we got you that big the big cookie with all the ice cream on it? We let you eat that before your dinner?
Yeah.
That was fun, right?
Yeah.
Xander, what'd you like better, the Legos or the ice cream cookie thing? The Legos, right?
No.
You like the ice cream better, right?
Yeah. Cookie thing.
Yeah, well, that cookie thing didn't cost $30. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh my gosh.
So, Xander, I was thinking these two are fighting over who gets to babysit you for a couple hours while your mom and I go out to dinner or do whatever. So who would you initially think would be a better babysitter for you, Seth or Danielle?
Well, we don't work well together, Xander. So if you had to pick one, it would probably be the guy that would provide you with lots of Legos. You know what I would also do, Xander? I have video games, every video game you can imagine. Candy. I have lots of fun. I would give you the drug talk. What's that?
Do you have an Xbox?
Do I have one? Yeah, I do.
Do you have an Xbox 360?
You know it.
I have a black one.
Well, I have a black one, too. We're going to play the Xbox. We're going to eat some candy, have some fun. Going to do a drug talk, the pros and cons, so I can show you both sides. We're going to get Slurpees, and I'm going to tell you all about your dad. Doesn't that sound fun? You're the real Drew Garabo. Did I mention Legos?
I think you mentioned that.
Yeah.
So, Xander, I was also thinking that maybe you could come out with me. You know, I can make some cookies for you. I can have you help me. I've got a big swimming pool at my house.
Yeah,
we can go.
It's not her pool, though, Xander. It's a community pool. Don't let her fool you.
I didn't interrupt him, did I, Xander? Now, we can go swimming in my pool. I've also got some video games. I have Wii. We can play Mario Kart on the Wii. And then when all is said and done.
Yeah, he's got Mario Kart.
I got Mario Kart, too.
I got a 3DS.
Xander, we have, at my house, we have a Mario Kart belt. So if you win, you get to have the belt, and it's all nice, and you get to wear it around the house, and then you get to eat a lot of candy and a lot of popcorn also.
So what do you think, Xander? Who's winning so far? Who do you think is going to be the better babysitter? Who would you choose so far?
Seth.
Thanks, Xander. We're going to have a great time.
Well, Xander, what can I do to get you over to my house? I mean, maybe I could take you...
Come over to here and babysit me.
Well, hello. I think that's another win right there, Danielle.
Well, we're going to be over here in Tampa, so you know he would probably either you would go over to there, probably go over there to his house because there's nothing to do in my condo. You know that.
Hey, Xander, can I tell you something? Can I tell you something about Mr. Seth? I know that he's been trying to get healthy recently, so I think he's got like healthy snacks and stuff over there.
I don't, Xander. I have cookies and ice cream and candy, and I have my own Slurpee machine too.
I got the dirty stuff. I got some Kit Kats. I can make you some cookies. We're going to bake a cake when you come over to my house, and I'm not even going to try to get you to eat dinner. We're only having dessert
house. Whoa. You guys are going to return my kid like 500 pounds. He's got to eat something healthy. Right, Xander?
Yes.
Xander, I have a pony.
He's a man. Yeah, he's a man. Hey, Xander, I'm going to make you grilled cheese, and I'm not going to make you eat your peas. How about that?
Yay.
So, Seth, is who you're going with?
Yeah.
You're going to regret it, you little brat.
I can't wait for this weekend, Xander. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I want him to come over to our house in Orlando.
Okay.
I'm going to. What could we do if I came over to your house? Can I play with your cat?
Just one pumpkin.
Just one? Okay.
Run away from you.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Smooch is a little shy.
She's always scared.
Yeah, she is always
nervous.
She does get a little nervous. Well, thanks, little buddy. I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule and talking to us this morning.
I'm not really busy. I'm just sitting around in the house being lazy.
Oh. Okay. Well, you get back to doing that. Have yourself a great day. I love you, and I'll see you tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, buddy. You were great.
Okay.
Love you.
Love you.
Have a nice day, Xander.
Love you.
That was
a love you back to me.
Bye.
You could not tell my son that you love him.
Why?
You don't love him.
I do.
No, you don't.
I'm sorry.
You don't even know him.
I want to put weird things in his head. I'm sorry.
You can mission accomplish mine and his.
All right, Danielle, you can have him. I'm victorious. Whoa, now you can watch him.
No, nope, that's fine. Wouldn't you remember you have to make some grilled cheese sandwiches?
I don't want that little rugrat running around my house. There's all kinds of stuff he could break or get into. I don't need that.
It just makes me so sick the way that this works.
I know. Danielle, you got a pony? I mean, come on. What is he, eight? He doesn't
he's
need
eight.
A pony?
Yeah. I thought kids love ponies.
Some kids may love ponies. Xander's very indifferent to ponies.
Drew, would you have a problem if Xander was into ponies?
Okay,
good.
I would. I mean, we would have to have a long talk about ponies and the inappropriate of boys being into ponies. But it was a nice effort. I mean, it sounded kind of like you were trying to get a kid in a van so you could take him off to, I've got puppies and ponies. And
I'm not going to lie, I've given that speech before.
I'm sure you have. It came off your tongue very naturally.